And we're back here with Brews and Reviews, this time live from North Dakota. Cole's here with me, and Joel was not invited to our Easter celebration because he's not fam. So here we are.
I'm off COVID restrictions.
We've been kind of on a, well, not really a DC animated kick, but we did talk about one last week because we both have HBO Max due to the Snyder Cut. And so he told me to watch Red Son, and I made him watch Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, this is a real movie, and spoiler alert, I love this movie. It has better, in my opinion, and we'll talk about it. This has a right to be terrible, but somehow it is so enjoyable. It's so true to, like, the kind of goofiness of the old Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies that I love it. But, yeah, that's what we're talking about today. This came out in 2019, and we've been on a kick with animated films since we have HBO Max, and they have all the DC animated films, so we're getting everything that we're supposed to get in before 1 month of subscription gets canceled by me because I'm not paying for HBO Max beyond that. I already have too many subscriptions. So, let's get into it.
Yeah. I did not know it came out in 2019. When I was watching this movie, I had in my head that it was like a 10-15-year-old movie. And all of a sudden, like, I see 2019, I'm like, oh man, I don't know what this means, but it totally changes everything.
Well, that's why, because I remember when this movie was announced a while back, and I was like, this is going to be terrible. Because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is not in its prime. Batman, it seems to always be
in his prime.
Batman never ages, dude. Dude's always in his prime. But as far as the craze of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that craze really kind of has gone by the wayside. So I know we had the live-action movies with Michael Bay, which are not very good. But there was a golden age, which I kind of grew up around. I was born in 90. It came out in the 80s. But my older brother showed it to me. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I was in love with these guys when I was younger. So, I mean, this is a little bit late to the party as far as a Batman versus TMNT crossover, but I loved it. But obviously, you're a big Batman fan, but you told me you never really had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle childhood.
No, so when I was a kid, I had a sleeping bag with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sleeping bag. That was it. Never saw it.
Why did you have that if you didn't even know
what don't know. It was just one of those things. Probably a hand-me-down from someone that...
Or someone gave you a gift for your birthday, like, oh, you'll love it!
Probably.
Oh, wait, but this guy has a quest. This guy had no childhood.
I didn't know which was which, so like when I watched it, I figured out now who Michelangelo is, because everybody likes Michelangelo.
No, Raphael's my favorite. He's always been.
Everybody likes Michelangelo.
No, I think he's an idiot. I'm weird like that, man. I've always loved Raph since I was a kid. That was a guy I...
You are the idiot, though. You are the Michelangelo.
No, that would be my brother Luke or Tyler.
You were the Michelangelo.
Okay, I mean, my brother just came home for Easter and came home with a bear mask, and the guy's 36 years old, okay?
And a monkey mask.
And a monkey mask, and he is not a child. He is 36. He has no kids. He just came home from Guatemala with that, but we're not going to get off topic about that. Sorry, Luke, if you ever listen to this podcast, you were shout out. You were shouted out in a negative way. there was four of us, Aaron, Tyler, Luke, and me, the first four Armstrongs that were born. So we were always the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles growing up. I kind of came late to the party on that, too, because I kind of was born later and they were a little bit older. But
wait, so you got Raphael? That's who you were?
That's who I picked.
Yeah, you got last pick.
But I still like him as a character. That hasn't changed. When you
got last pick and you're pretending like
you're perfect. Hey, man, there was four other kids born after me. I could have made them be a different one, but I stuck with Raph. I always found Raph just a kind of – Michelangelo for me is a funny character. I get why everyone loves him. But I like Raph because he's, like, down to earth, to the point. Leonardo, I think everyone agrees who's a TMNT fan, hates Leonardo. He's, like, the worst. Even in the cartoons, he's, like, the worst leader ever. And Splinter made him the leader. And so he's not bad in this movie, actually. I found him actually be a pretty good leader in this film. But in the cartoon, there's always a running gag. Like, Leonardo is the worst leader of all time. So no one liked him. Mikey, and then Donatello. My brother Luke was Donatello. That was his favorite. Because Donatello does machines. That was the slogan in the cartoon. So, no, this was a movie that I didn't see it when it first came out. And then I forgot, a friend texted me and he said, dude, you got to watch this movie. I'm like, it's got to be terrible. He's like, no. He's like, it's not, man. He's like, this movie has every right to be terrible, but it is a fun ride and you will enjoy every minute of it. Watched it, loved it, bought it, and I've watched it twice since. Cause I'm like, how do I love this movie? I'm like, this is every reason to just be like, hey, look, we're just crossing over because we're out of ideas. And you can tell the directors knew both of these franchises. They knew the characters. Obviously, you have to make Batman a little bit more, not as dark, a little bit more lighthearted with the Robin in the background in his universe. But Batman has done more lighthearted stuff in the past before, so it kind of worked.
Well, and what worked actually really well was kind of the clash, as far as they didn't abandon Batman and make him silly. Like, Batman was still Batman, so you have, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which are not super serious, plus Batman, so it's like this clash of extremes where, like, actually, I thought that really worked. And, like, again, I don't know Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I didn't watch animated Batman stuff growing up. I just thought, like, the interplay between, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Batman, even Batgirl and Robin, is as annoying as Robin was. Robin was that, like, annoying little brother of someone that you just wanted to punch in the face. That was him throughout the whole movie. But it all worked together pretty well.
Yeah, and the characters, like Batgirl playing off Donatello, and obviously you know one side of it. I can tell you the character reactions between the TMNT, like Leonardo and Batman kind of getting along because they're both the leaders. I thought they played off each other. They did a great job having these characters play off each other and still be true to the characters. Like Michelangelo, I mean, you got to see him in his best form. I found him hilarious in this movie. He's like, because back in the animated Batman series, like, he just saying these, like, very self-aware things, like, why are there so many blimps in Gotham, dude? Because there's always blimps in Gotham. Like, they do make a lot of like, self-aware jokes. Like, well, why would that make any sense? And it's a crazy movie. The plot, I mean, I don't know. The plot's pretty good. Shredder versus Batman. I mean, they do not start off small. Like, Shredder goes after Batman, or Batman goes after Shredder, and those two fighting was epic, man. I mean, that's something you play with your action figures as a kid when you have both, like, Batman versus the Shredder. Awesome, dude. And you get to see it, and as a 30-year-old man, I'm just like, yes! Yes! More!
Yeah.
Like, even Luke, who's 36, remember when we told him about this movie, he's like, what? He's like, this came out? He's like, man, this world's an amazing place. Like, well, you wanted to watch it tonight. That's so crazy. Like, that's because if you love both those franchises, like, you have to watch it eventually.
And I could totally see, if you love both these franchises, seeing them mixed together well would be, like, put this movie over the top.
If I was 12 years old and this movie came out, dude, you have no idea.
And
I would never have left my room. I kept watching it.
Actually, that was one of my biggest issues. I only had a couple issues, so I don't want to make it sound like I didn't like the movie. I did really enjoy the movie.
Before we actually, because we're probably getting into a little
bit more. But I just want to say the fact that it's rated PG-13.
Which was also awesome, because they kill people in this movie.
But it's clearly, like, geared towards kids, though. Like, they made an adult cartoon movie, but they geared everything towards kids, where I'm like, there was a disconnect there where I'm like, I don't feel like this as an adult is something that I want to watch as an adult. I feel like I would have wanted to watch this as a kid, but as, like, a 6 or 7 year old kid, my parents wouldn't let me watch it. Like,
but see, I think they were genius in how they did this, because they made it more gory, because who wants to see these two clash? People my age and older. Like Luke, like, my older brother wants to watch it. They made it more adult, because, like, listen, we came really late to the party on this Versus, so, because TMNT isn't as big, anywhere near as big as it once was in the 90s. So, like, if we're going to do this, let's go all out. Let's just have fun with it and make it epic and make it bloody and make it gory.
I would say they didn't actually, like, it didn't have...
Well, really they didn't make it a hard R, man.
I'm saying it didn't really have adult themes, though. It was still, like, a very light...
They have some pretty brutal killings in this.
Okay, they have a couple brutal killings, but my point is, like...
For a kid's film, anyway.
The overall plot was, like, very kid-oriented, like something that you would see in a typical kid's movie. Like, to me, they didn't quite decide whether they wanted to be adult or kids, which maybe fits right in with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But again, as someone that doesn't have that background, I'm like, it didn't ring true to me, like, with what they did there.
See, I think this is where you're getting the disconnect from, is because you think this is geared more, it should be geared more to kids, but you said...
Or geared more toward adults. Either one. Pick one.
But I said, because you to be true to these characters, you pretty much have to make it kid-friendly, because... We haven't seen this clash. We don't know the universe we're getting set up in. So you got to go back to their basic roots, right? Especially with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because we haven't seen them really do something like this. Or at least I haven't in a very long time. I know there's stuff that's come out live action wise, but I know there's a new animated series. I've not seen any of it because obviously that's way past it. So for me, I think this was a perfect match as far as the blending of the kids and a little bit more adult made sense to me. But again, I'm an adult, so for me, it's like, I was happy to see what I saw. I'm like, yeah, we still got the goofiness, because those are the characters I love, but we got to see some pretty gruesome stuff, too. And I thought they mixed it together well, but obviously, your glass is half empty. You don't got the full glass like I do.
Yeah.
Because both of these meant a lot to me as a kid.
Yeah, so I have, like, and even
So
even
I think Batman. Your perspective's good on this, because I'm, obviously, because again, if you love both of these, I feel like you're going to love this movie. I think there's no reason why you shouldn't want to watch this movie.
Again, I don't want to make it sound like I didn't enjoy this movie. There's just a couple things I didn't love about this movie. But even Batman, I didn't watch a ton, like, I didn't watch the animated Batman series. I didn't do that, like, as a kid. Like, I watched the movies when I got older, and then like I'm kind of going back now and seeing like, okay, I saw some, you know, I guess they're not kids movies, but like animated stuff like Gotham by Gaslight, the Killing Joke stuff that I didn't watch before, like after I saw the Dark Knight trilogy and such. Yeah, so I don't even, I mean, I have a nostalgia factor for Batman, but not necessarily like the same even as you would have, as you know, if
you watched the animated. Because you never watched the animated series like I did. And I didn't get, like, I didn't, like, the streaming service, I mean, I like streaming services, because I've been able to go back and actually watch the episodes I missed on a lot of these shows, Spider-Man, Batman, X-Men, all the ones I grew up on. And, you know, there's still a lot of good, it's amazing how well those shows hold up even as an adult. There's still a lot of themes there. And it's like, now we got the kids, like we have kids, and we're watching Boomba and freaking PJ Mask, and we're like, and I go back to these cartoons and I'm watching when I'm bored because I have Disney Plus and all that. I'm like, man, cartoons were way better back then. I'm like, I know it sounds like an old man thing to say, but I'm like, these had themes, they had continuing stories. I'm like, now it seems like we just simplified these. And like, and also there was one thing I said we rated it first, because then we can go into things we liked and there'll be more spoilers, but I think we both recommended it. I highly recommended it. I'm definitely giving this an 8.5. I'm teetering toward 9, because I think if you have loved both these franchises growing up with them, you should watch this movie. I and even like you said, you're only glass half full and you still think it's a good movie. You should absolutely, I give it an 8.5. This movie, I thought when I saw it, I was going to hate it. I had every reason to hate it. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I heard of. And they went all out, man, and I loved them for it.
See, I watched this movie and there was parts I really liked and parts I'm like, I'm not sure. And then I got to the end, I'm like, I think I'm probably going to give it somewhere around a 7. And then Batman started eating pizza and I was like, okay, 7.5.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's a very way to give away the ending. So, yeah, we recommend it, but I did want to talk more about, I think, so it, on the 90s, or the 80s and 90s cartoon of the original TMNT, Shredder was a cool villain, kind of. He was kind of a klutzo. This Shredder, I would not mess with this Shredder. This guy was way, like, that's why it's like, when he made the PG-13, this is a Shredder, I'm like, okay, this guy looks like he went toe-to-toe with Batman, and technically, they fought him to a standstill basically in the first round, but this guy is, it was way more, he felt more like a very threatening villain, whereas obviously with the kids show and it's geared more towards kid, he wasn't as doom and gloom and as dark. He's like, I want to conquer Earth. Sometimes he sounded like a whining child. So like this version of Shredder, I'm like, okay, I'm like, this is awesome, this is the Shredder as an adult I want to see. I'm cool with the old goofy Shredder, but you took Shredder way better in this movie, or way more seriously, and I appreciate you for it.
And actually, the biggest, single biggest issue I had with this movie was the villain interplay, which actually, if they would have just done Shredder and Ra's al Ghul, I think this would have been a better movie for me. I think it would have stuck the landing a lot better. But to me, something that totally took me out of the movie and got me like really like, okay, this is just kind of taking me out of it, which again, I get there's a crossover universe, you're bringing the silliness of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but when they go to the like Arkham Asylum, they turn all the Batman villains. So, you know, this is like, this should be when shit's going down. Like, this is the Joker, Harvey Dent, Harley Quinn, Mr. Freeze. I mean, I'm not even naming all of them. Like, they're all here, and they get animal superpowers.
Okay, but see, but that's what the ooze does in the tease. That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay,
so I can see why you find that stupid, but for me, I was so happy because we've seen Two-Face, we've seen Animagic, I've seen these 1,000 times, and you went balls to the wall crazy with it. I'm like, yes, okay. I love this.
So you went crazy with it, and actually the Poison Ivy part was pretty funny.
Yeah, because she became a plant and was rooted. So like they're fighting all the villains, they're like, man, and they go to the other one, there's this huge intimidating like man-eating plant that Poison Ivy obviously becomes to, and lunges out and realizes she's rooted to the floor and she can't go anywhere, and they're like, walk around her?
Yep.
Yeah, walk around her. Like, there's a lot of laugh out loud moments, like when Mikey wants to press all the buttons. I mean,
yeah, see, and I appreciated those moments a lot. But to take all your Batman villains and then you give them animal superpowers, but yet they're way less intimidating. To me, I'm like, I feel like you could have done a better job with that. Batman, once he got the shot of psychoness, was super freaky. Like, Batman was way scary.
Oh, when he takes down Mr. Freeze, like, down, like, he just, all you see him is he's dragging him down the hall, and then you hear shredding and ripping and Freeze screaming. And if you know anything about Mr. Freeze, that guy's a very stoic individual. So this guy, the man bat he became was messing him up.
Yeah.
And that was like, that was kind of like, that's one of those moments as a kid, I'm like, I don't think I would have been okay with that. That would have gave me a nightmare, because that is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. And so, like, to me, that was great. But your villains fell short as far as the Joker wasn't more intimidating. I don't find any of the other
villains. But doesn't it sound like something the Joker would concoct if he could do it?
Okay, he's crazy. That doesn't mean, like, any crazy idea is a Joker idea.
No, but he had the ability to, and you think if he could do that, he wouldn't just pull the lever and say, ha ha ha!
Maybe, but it was, like,
I mean,
all
it
part
made
of the
sense
plan.
For him to do, like, it wasn't a part of the plan.
It was all part of the plan.
Okay, all part of the plan. But, I mean, if Joker had the ability, like, hey, you could turn everyone into animals, and all of, like, the main villains of the universe, all they're going to be turned to a random animal, and we don't know what's going to happen, whatever. Pull the lever. He's pulling that lever, dude.
Okay. But the plan wasn't just for the villains. It was also for all of Gotham to be turned into.
Well, no,
it
was supposed to
well.
Be a distraction to make sure they could finish with their plan, Ra's al Ghul and Shredder.
But that was their plan.
And I guess, I mean, if I can see what you're saying. I guess I loved it because it was so different and unique and made sense to me because I know both these universes. I'm like, yeah, I've seen the Ooze and TMNT do a lot of stuff in the cartoons. Like, it made sense to me that that could be done. And so I guess I personally loved it. Like, Joker turns into a King Cobra. Of course he's a snake. He's a snaky little, he's a slithering little bitch. like he always backstabs everyone. That made sense. Harley Quinn into a hyena. Duh.
Okay, but. My point is,
Mr. Freeze into a polar bear.
if you give a villain like a super injection, I should be more scared of them than before. And I didn't feel like that was the case with any of the villains.
I guess I don't think this is what they were going for.
And really, you know, like, especially when you get to, like, to the end scene, you know, you get to, like, the last 10-15 minutes of the movie before they get to Shredder.
Wait, tell me before we go to the end part. What about Scarecrow when he gives him the fear toxin and you see all the turtles just turn to, like, skeletons and ash? That yeah. wasn't cool?
Yeah, that was good.
Like, and obviously he turns into a crow. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, all the animals they turned into, I felt made sense with their characters. If they were animals,
but
what animals would they
to
be?
To me, if you threw out the Arkham Asylum part and you just kept it Ra's al Ghul and Shredder, I would have liked it a lot better as far as continuity. And again, when you get to the last 10-15 minutes, you're getting excited for, like, the final battle. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're dealing with dinosaurs and hippos and elephants and who knows what else. It's like, again, that feels a lot like a kids movie. It kind of takes me out of the suspense of the final, like, Batman thing. I don't think you needed that to tie in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because they did such a good job with the character play between them and Batman and their goofiness throughout the thing. I don't feel like you needed to have, like, the San Diego Zoo on display as well.
Dude,
in your
if
final
the San
battles.
Diego Zoo was like this at all, I would go back there every single year. If this is what I gotta see, I would go there every year. I can see what you're saying for me, because, again, I think this is just a disconnect from you and the TMNT universe. Honestly. I think that's where you're like, I thought it blended perfectly, because we've seen the Ooze turn Bebop and Rocksteady, like, all the, like, their main villains turn into animals and stuff. So the Ooze doing that to the other Batman villains makes complete sense to me, and I was so happy they did it. I'm like,
make
this is
scary, though.
But why do you need to make them scary? I don't. They made Batman scary. Yeah, that's the scariest Batman I've ever seen in
exactly.
my life.
Exactly.
I don't want to, like, usually Batman has a code. This is Batman with no morals, no ethics, completely batshit, no pun intended, insane. And it was awesome. I mean, I thought they balanced just the kid stuff with the humor, but yet make it, they still have an overlying plot that is kind of, like, cool, and they still had some brutal kills, and these League of Assassins and Shredder, they do seem deadly. The Foot Clan, like I said, the Foot Clan and Shredder, they've always seemed clunky, and they always seem like, okay, you guys are, like, trained ninjas, like, come on. Like, no, you're not. In the 90s, like, looking back on it, it's like, yeah, you're not very good ninjas. These guys felt like ninja when they move around Arkham Asylum, just killing the guards and, like, just disappearing. I'm like, yes. I'm like, this is what they should be if it was for adults. So,
and I'm right with you there. That's what I wanted to see more of. I feel like by throwing in the Arkham Asylum, you took it away from the Foot Clan, the League of Assassins. They had a cool interplay there. You had two characters that, again, I don't know Shredder, but Shredder seems sick. you combine him with Ra's al Ghul, and you have this, you know.
You're going to be really disappointed if you go back to the cartoon and look at Shredder now, though. Yeah, well, if this is your first experience with Shredder, you're going to be like, why can't you give me the Shredder again?
I might not do that then. But, like, Shredder versus Ra's al Ghul is like, they're both using each other, and they're both thinking that they're going to come out on top. So you knew it was, like, only a matter of time
before. And they both felt like they could play witch with each other. Yeah,
exactly. I get like, what you're there saying. Was a really cool interplay there that, again, like, it was supposed to be a diversion, but to me, again, it just took you out of the plot of the movie, and like you go on a little
side. It was a diversion, but it was one they couldn't ignore either. Like, you can't be like, all right, we gotta go stop this, but all these guys, like, Joker's running wild at Arkham Asylum, doing God knows what with this funky combination of the ooze and whatever Ra's al Ghul had. It's... I don't know.
Also,
I loved it.
Random plot hole. So
don't ruin this for me. Don't do that.
They make an antitoxin to the ooze.
Yes.
But Batman gets injected with both the ooze and Joker's toxin, which they did not combine the Joker's antitoxin into the anti-ooze. So
I'm not looking for plot holes in an animated film. I'm just not doing
Batman
it.
Batman still should have been crazy when they hit him with the...
Well, they said they didn't know. It was untested. They had no idea if it was going to work.
But that would... I'm saying the purpose that was created for was to not make him a bat. It wasn't to make sure that he wasn't crazy.
I'd have to go back again because I feel like that wasn't the case. But again, I would have to go back. Small. You can make plot holes all you want. It's an animated film, so like when it comes,
I had to point it out. I noticed
with
it.
Animated films, like with regular movies, I will notice plot holes if you try to put in reality. But this is obviously not in our reality at all. And it's just it's a fun movie. And like with those movies, I'm like, you know what? This was great. I enjoyed everything. Like. I'm not gonna even go back. I'm like I said, I've seen it 3 times already. I showed another friend, and I'm like, this is a movie I can go back to. Like, this is a movie like on Saturday afternoon, and you have nothing to do, and I'm like, oh man, I don't really have a new movie I need to see. I'm just gonna toss this in and watch it and have an hour and a half of fun. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
And Batman versus when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle take on Batman, and there's legitimate reasons why the other one think the other one's bad. Like when it starts the beginning of it with the Penguin and everything else. I just thought it was really cool how they intertwined it almost seamlessly.
All 4 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles get wrecked by Batman.
Well, yeah, they're teenage. They weren't prepared.
All 4 but get wrecked.
It's almost if, and again, you've never seen the original movie, so I can't talk to you. But the Shredder wrecks the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles the first time he does them. All 4 of them one-on-one. Because they're untrained. Like I said, they're still young and they're still learning. They're not at the peak of their powers per se because they're still teenagers. You got to remember that. So, like, Robin can't take Batman on a one-on-one fight.
We don't know that.
Okay. Maybe when he became Nightwing down the way, but they're undisciplined, and that was one of the reasons that Batman had a problem with them. They were kind of more gung-ho, where he wants a plan, he plans everything out, he's the world's greatest detective. So you can tell why their way of doing things and Batman's way would clash, which is why everyone's like, oh, yeah, dude, they have that kind of really quick breakup. And then Raph gives that speech. He's like, the Bruce thing, I get that. And like that was true to Raph's character and everything else. Batgirl being nerdy and Donatello being dumb machines. And they're becoming friends and stuff. Like, these characters to me shouldn't blend so seamlessly, but it totally made sense for me.
And
Batman and again, I love the Arkham stuff. I do.
Batman didn't sleep with Batgirl. It was just a lot.
Hashtag killing joke. We're probably going to do. Stay tuned for that one. Yeah, that... God, that was so stupid. I don't know why they ever put that in the movie. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God. So yeah, no, this felt true. And Batman has a blue cape in this one. Like, it didn't feel like the Dark Knight of Dark Knights, where it's like, hey, this is still kind of more, can be a little bit more campier. Not really, but like kind of like more, hey, this is the more kid-friendly version of Batman, but not really. But again, I can see what you're saying, but I think... If you had a better background with TMNT, I think you would have... The ooze stuff and everything, you would have gone hog wild for it because it would have made sense to you why they did it.
Also, Alfred was kind of a little bitch this movie. Normally, yeah. Alfred's a cool butler. He was just like...
Oh, he hated Michelangelo. and he had every reason to hate that little slug. Michelangelo, like... I'm surprised Batman just didn't punch that dude in the face at some point. But, like, when they break in the Batcave and, like... Michelangelo sitting on a T-Rex in the bat cape and hood and cowl. And then I was like, that guy's like, oh! There's a lot of legitimately hilarious interactions between them that I laughed. And my favorite by far, and I don't know why, but I literally laughed out loud the first time. And I think I was at my house and Becca was on the couch or something. And I just started laughing. She's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, I don't know. It was really funny. Is when... Shredder and Batman are going a second time, and they're battling, and they're going back and forth. And this time, Batman realizes that, like, because Shredder has this super ninja move that can basically knock him out. And he did it on him once, and he used a lot of his energy, but it's basically like a fatality move for him. So he's about to do it again, and then he's like, he had a code word this time, he had a backup plan, and he's like, any last words? And Batman's like, yeah, cowabunga. And then Shredder has a brain aneurysm for some reason. He's like, what? Cowabunga? Like, freaks out and just gets kicked by a turtle right in the face. I don't know. I had to rewind. I watched that like 4 times. I thought it was just because he's been so stoic and serious this whole time. And then he says that one word. He's like, what? Cowabunga? Just literally freaks out. I loved it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there any other... I'm trying to think if there are any other points that we want to hit on this movie. Yeah, Batman eats pizza. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And then Robin got... Even Robin got a slice.
Even Robin got... No. And Robin, like... Because there are so many different Robins as far as...
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
He likes them young. I don't know.
Yeah. And this was just, like... Again, that... The most annoying little kid that you know, that was Robin. Where I'm like... They did a really good job on...
Like, if you ever dressed up on him in Halloween, I hated you. I'm like, I would never be like, hey, I'm going to be Batman, you're going to be Robin. I'm like, no, we're both going to be Batman. Or I'll be the Joker. Like, we're not doing this.
Actually, for my wedding, we all had superhero socks, and I made my best man be Robin. He was not super happy about it, but I'm like, I'm Batman, you got
to
be Robin.
I am. I should make you do that.
You don't get to be Batman, you're Spider-Man.
That's true. So, and Spider-Man didn't have a sidekick. He didn't need help. Yeah. He's had the Avengers.
Yeah, I'm the knight.
I can't believe you made your best man wear Robin sock. That's just a slap in the face.
Yeah, it was.
That's the point. Like, it's so funny because Robin has... I will say this. Robin has been done well in certain aspects and certain... In the way I've seen him. Like, for example, the animated series, the first Robin we get, like, when he's older. He doesn't feel like a kid. And that's about the suspension of disbelief. Do you really believe a 12-year-old, no matter how much ninja moves he know, is going to come and kick your ass? Yeah, maybe kick a few, but he's taking on 10 of these brute dudes. I'm like, I don't buy that, man. I don't care if he has a bow staff. What's he going to do? So, I mean, you got to suspend your disbelief on that character. But the Robin here was like, I don't know. I didn't mind him.
Yeah.
I had no problem with it. If I had nothing to Robin, like, I feel nothing towards you. It's like, oh, you're doing a good job because no one cares about you. Like, go yep. Sit in your corner and eat your pizza. I don't want to see you anymore. So, God, I feel like we're missing a big part here that I wanted to touch on, and I can't think of it at the moment.
I think overall, even if you don't have a background, it's an enjoyable movie. Like I said, I can nitpick and find stuff that to me would have made it a lot better movie or would have, you know, like made it for me. But in general...
But I don't think this movie was exactly made for you, and I think that's the problem.
I'm just saying, like...
I think that's what you have more problems with than I do.
I feel like it could have been... maximized a little bit better. If you get some popcorn, you're just like, yep, we're going along for the ride. So you like teenage flick. Yeah, popcorn flip.
There you go. Yeah, so now you're getting it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Batman, let's see it happen. I mean, you're not going to be disappointed.
You shouldn't be at all, because this movie had every right to suck. Because when I heard this, I'm like, they're out of ideas. I'm like, because, again, Batman always, like, especially now that with all the superhero movies, Batman's still very much a pop culture icon still. Like, he's still a big deal. Like, kids are still dressing up on him. How many kids have you seen dressed up as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as of late?
Zero.
Exactly. So the TMNT were not at the height. That's why I think they did what they did, because they're like, the audience we're reaching out to, we're putting this at PG-13, we're going to have some gory moments, we're going to have some adult stuff in this too, because we're not gearing it to the younger generation because it's just not as popular anymore. We're going to make it so people like me who grew up with both of these would be like, hey, I'm going to check this movie out. And like I said, I'm just happy they took the time to know the characters, make them legitimate, the ones I recognize from my childhood, and make them clash with each other. I'm like, they definitely put the time, they know what they were talking about, and they did a way better job than they have every right to. This was a straight-to-DVD DC film.
Wait, time out. This is not HBO Max, damn it. I had to rent this movie off of Amazon. It's not on HBO Max. We did miss advertising. HBO Max has a lot of these. This is not on HBO Max.
They don't
Max.
Have the rights to TMNT. They were screwed. Every other Batman or Superman film you want to see is on HBO yep. Max. But did you rent it?
Yeah.
You should have bought it. I bought it. A very good friend of mine told me to watch it, and he and I usually go pretty well with these. So it was like $6 or $7, wherever I bought it. It was like $3 to rent, like $9 to buy or something. Yeah. And I'm like, screw it. I'm like, I'll fork over the six extra bucks. So if anyone wants to, like, I can show this to my friends, like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, let's watch this movie. Like, you're going to love it. So I just appreciate the attention to detail, the fact that they took the time to learn the characters, the fact that, like I said, this movie has no right to exist or be good. They could have just half-assed everything, and I felt like they didn't. I felt like they did. They put their heart and soul. They made it, like I said, turning the villains into animals. We hadn't seen that before. I liked it because it made sense in the TMNT universe that it could do that. I like they went all out with it, and I really respect them for it, and why I love it. It's definitely a top five, probably, superhero animated film. I'd put it in my top five easy, and I've seen a bunch.
Yeah, it's in my top five, and I have because
you've seen five. You've seen five. We're getting more. I'm glad that it's so funny that you showed me Red Sun, because if anyone, I'm like, you're watching these now? I didn't even tell you to watch that one because I hadn't seen it yet. So yeah. I guess, yeah, you've heard our take on it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have this. It's a fun movie.
I concur.
So, yeah, I think that's all we got to say. So, this is Bruising Review signing off.